And if a child left to go to school, but then he sort of didn't get there, you'd say he did what?
He played hooky.
Suppose it's a college student, you'd say he...
He cut a class.
All right. And you go to school to get an...
education.
And after high school, you go to...
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
first grade.
Is there an old name for first grade?
Elementary school.
Or for just first grade?
He would be called a beginner.
Do you know the term primer?
Yes, but now to me, primer needs a book.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the teacher sits at a
desk.
And the classroom is full of
desks.
Mm-hmm. A building for checking out books is a
library.
And you mail a package at the
post office.
You stay overnight in a strange town in a
hotel or motel.
Mm-hmm. You see a play at a
theater.
And you have an operation in a
hospital.
And the woman who takes care of you there is the...
is a nurse.
And you catch a train at a...
depot.
All right. And what's another term for that?
Train station.
Or rail?
Railroad.
Station?
Station or... might even say railroad depot.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, an open place in the city, maybe around the courthouse where they'd have grass and trees?
Lawn.
Okay. Is there anything like called...
courtyard, square.
Yeah. Do you have a square in Waverly Hall?
No, we do have a square in Hamilton, though, which is the county seat of the county.
Okay. I didn't know what the county seat
mm-hmm.
was. That, in fact, is about three questions off, so now I can skip that one. If you're crossing the street, and instead of crossing the way you're supposed to, you crossed diagonally, you'd say you're walking.
You're jaywalking.
Suppose you're crossing a field diagonally. That's... is there a term for it? Suppose there isn't one here, but if there were a piece of furniture that were not flush against the wall, but were sitting at an angle...
catty-corner.
Okay, so it's for something sitting, but not for walking. Catty-corner?
You might walk catty-corner across the field.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you ever say cattywampus?
No, I've heard the term, though.
How do you say it?
Cattywampus.
Is that the same thing?
I would think it would denote the same thing. Yes, you might say of a... picture on the wall that picture's gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Cattywampus.
Yeah. How about Annie Godlin?
I don't know that.
Never heard that. I never heard that. Then there's things that used to run along on tracks with a wire.
Streetcars.
Did they have a wire when they had tracks? They had the wire. Well, anyway, that's right. I was just speculating. You might say to the bus driver, the next corner is where?
I get off.
And if the cat went over to the door and meowed, you'd say the cat
wants to get out.
The postmaster is paid by the federal
government.
And police are supposed to maintain
order
and
quiet and calm.
Well, you're supposed to obey the
laws.
So the police maintain blank and blank.
Maintain.
One of which is law and the other of which is order.
Order. They, law and order.
Okay. And then the war between the...
state.
Yeah, what do you call that war?
The Civil War.
Do you call it anything else? Do you call it war between the states?
I believe I would, yes. Because history was my major.
All right, and how do you say that?
War between the states.
Do you ever call it Confederate War?
No, because you could call it Confederate War in the South and the Yankees could call it the Yankee War.
All right. Did you ever call it the War of Northern Aggression?
No.
I always liked that term for it. Then if before they had the electric chair, murderers were?
They were hung.
Mm-hmm. And the man went out and blank himself.
Hung himself.
Mm-hmm. And these are some cities and states. This is not a geography test, but it's just to get pronunciation. The Albany is the capital of?